Hello everyone, Ron Berger here, coming to you from AstrologyNewsReport.com. David Anton Savage has, unfortunately, left the show. He no longer wants to be part of it. So let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, what's in store in the heavens for September 14th to September 21st and beyond. First up, Mercury will be exactly conjunct Rahu on Tuesday, September 16th at 25 degrees Virgo. That's the planet of communication and information, plus the planet of invention and innovation. There have been already some examples from last week with the introduction of the iPhone 6 and the Apple Watch. Rahu, as a demon in Vedic mythology, is also a significator of great desire, even obsession. Rahu can obscure things and cause confusion. Usually it does that when under stress. Here, Rahu is with Mercury in Mercury's sign of exaltation, and there is no malefic aspect or association, so I think the Mercury plus Rahu combination will turn out to be mostly okay. But there is the aspect of Uranus. Uranus is the planet of inspiration and enlightenment. Uranus adds excitement to Mercury's thought processes. Uranus sort of jacks up Mercury. Uranus, though, is also the planet of rebellion. So with Mercury, it can result in radical thinking, unconventional ideas. And of course, Uranus is the planet of sudden events. And Mercury is the media, which results in surprising news items, which there have been plenty of recently. Mercury will leave Virgo and enter Libra on Saturday, September 20th. Mercury now escapes the influence of Uranus and Rahu, at least for the time being. The planet of rational thinking and communications does well in the sign of balance and harmony. And here, Mercury will combine forces with exalted Saturn, the planet of realism. Sounds like a good combination. At this time, Mercury is slowing down in its progress through the zodiac as it prepares to go retrograde on October 4th. Mercury will only get partway into Libra before it appears to reverse direction in the zodiac and will enter Virgo on October 15th. Whereupon it will reestablish its connection with Uranus and Rahu. It will be the last Mercury retrograde period of 2014, and I'll be going over the implications in a couple of shows when the time comes. There are no other major changes in the zodiac this coming week, but some ongoing patterns are becoming more exact and therefore more capable of delivering results. One such planetary combination I have been watching is the trine aspect of Jupiter on Uranus, which will be nearly exact this week. Making it even stronger is the fact that Jupiter is exalted, and Uranus is in Jupiter's sign Pisces. Jupiter is the great benefic, the planet of optimism, faith, and encouragement. Uranus is the planet of freedom, rebellion, and change. In case you've been wondering what has been giving all the rebellions everywhere in the world their energy and optimism, well, here you have it. The essence of rebellion is the urge for independence, regardless of whether or not it leads to a good outcome. And here we are in the midst of some interesting developments, like Scotland trying for separation from the United Kingdom. Jupiter, the planet of increase, is also augmenting the negative qualities of the Uranus-K2 conjunction. For instance, the increasingly severe water disasters all over the world, such as the downpours and flooding in northern India and in the west of the USA. Also attributed to Uranus and K2, and increased by Jupiter, are the virus outbreaks. The most obvious being the Ebola epidemic in West Africa, steadily getting worse, but also a new respiratory infection spreading amongst children in the USA. Unfortunately, these three planets, Uranus, K2, and Jupiter, are slow-moving, So this planetary pattern will be in operation for the next several months. We shall see where it all goes. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. Check in with me during the week on Twitter by following at Astro News Report.